Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnayos continued discussing the luf, which was a type of root vegetable. The Rav says it was a type of onion. And for this Mishnah, a bit of introduction is needed. The luf vegetable, after it was picked, the roots would keep their abilities to be replanted for a considerably long time. And they can continue being grown after being uprooted for a long time. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where someone picked the loaf during the Shemitah year and he brought it into his house. And the halacha is there's something called beer, that when outside in the field there's no longer any more of the produce available for the public to take, the owner is obligated to remove from his house any of that produce that he has stored in his house. He has to remove it and make it available to everyone else. And that's called beer. That's called beer, cleaning out everything from his house. And it took place, he had to be mavar to remove all of the luf out of his house, and he put it back outside, and it took root and continued growing again, and it grew until after the Shemitah year into the eighth year. So it was Shemitah fruit that he took in his house, and then he was mavar, and he sent it back out, and it went back out, and it grew into the eighth year after the Shemitah. There's a machlekes discussed later in the ninth parak, in parak tes mishnah ches. There's a machlekes by beer when someone has to send the pears out of his house back into the field. Are only aniyim, poor people, allowed to take it now, or is anyone allowed to take it, even the landowner? Once he puts it outside, it's up for grabs now for anyone. Others can take it, but if he chooses to take it, then he can take it for himself. And that's a difference of opinion in a later parak, later Mishnah. And also, that's going to be the underlying machlekes in our Mishnah. So now let's start the Mishnah. Luf she'avar lav shvis. A luf, this onion that grew past Shemitah. And again, we're talking about a case that it was originally picked and taken in, and then he was mavarid, he had to send it out of the house when it ran out in the field, and it took root again and continued growing past the Shemitah. Rebbe Eliezer says, "Im laktu ha'aniyim es olav lakatu." If the aniyim already picked all the leaves, apparently the leaves were edible. If the aniyim, the poor people, took the leaves, so then they already got it. Vim lav. But if the poor people did not take all the leaves and they're still on the plant leaves that were growing during the Shemitah year, yaza cheshbon im aniyim. He's going to have to make a cheshbon and a calculation and account for how much is supposed to go to the aniyim. Rebbe Eliezer is of the opinion that the beer, what's sent out of the house for beer, it is only able to be eaten by the aniyim, and therefore the leaves on this luf plant that grew during the Shemitah year need to go specifically to the aniyim, because this was something that was sent out of his house and replanted, took root again. And so when it continues growing into the eighth year, the leaves that already grew during Shemitah, they grew a little bit bigger, and they now have some amount of a percentage of it is from Shemitah, and some percentage of it is from the eighth year. According to Eliezer, the aniyim need to get everything that grew on the Shemitah year, and therefore an accounting has to be done to figure out what percentage grew during the eighth year that the owner can keep, and what percentage is from the Shemitah year that he has to give to the poor people. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He holds that even after beer, it's up for grabs, and whoever takes it, even the landowner can take it himself. So he says over here, "Im laktu aniyim es alav laktu." Whatever the aniyim took already before, they get to take, keep. Vem la, but whatever the aniyim didn't take, ain la aniyim alav cheshbon. The aniyim don't have any sort of cheshbon calculation with the landowner. The landowner could keep whatever is remaining for himself, even parts that grew during Shemitah, because once he did beer and he sent it back out to the field, so then it's up for grabs, and after Shemitah, he's allowed to take it all for himself. Mishnah Dalet. Luf shel erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas. If you have a luf onion that grew during the sixth year and it remained in the ground until the seventh year and it's now Shemitah, as well as v'chein b'tzalim hakitzainim, also summer onions, which is another root vegetable, onion that's buried underground. V'chein pua shel idyas, also the pua, which is some type of root The English translates it as madder, M-A-D-D-E-R. The Rav says it was used to make a red dye from this root, and it's also a root that was buried under the ground. So these roots that were buried under the ground, in order to pick them, they needed to be dug up. The problem is, on the Shemitah year, they grew before Shemitah, so there's no problem of using them, of picking them. But the problem is, digging in the field gives the appearance that he's working the field. So what does he need to do in order to make it that he's allowed to dig them up on the Shemitah year? Beishamai says, Oikrin Naisan b'marufei shel eitz. He can only uproot them by using wooden spades. He has to use a wooden tool, which is a shinai. It's different than usually they would use metal spades. And by doing this shinai, this difference, it would not appear that they're working the land on the Shemitah year. Beis Hillel says, Bekardume shel matzches, he can use a metal axe. He's allowed to use metal, but he has to use a different type of tool, not the regular spade that he would use to dig them up, but rather he would use a type of axe, and the metal was allowed, but it was enough of a shinai to use a different metal tool that would not give the appearance of working the land on Shemitah. The Mishnah says, Umaydim, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, Bepua shel tzala'is, regarding the pua, that's this matter, this red dye root, that regarding that, if it's shalt slice, if it's in a rocky ground, Beishamai agrees that you can use the metal axes to uproot it, because the rocky ground was not common to plant up that area, and so it was less likely for people to think that he's working the land, and therefore they allowed him to use metal. And it was enough that it was a shinai from the fact that it was not the typical tool to uproot them.